The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John 3:16. I can hear my mother saying that this is the gospel in a nutshell. John 3:16. Some of us might even remember seeing a signs at sporting events, right? Crowd right by the field goal posts, just saying John 3:16. The gospel in a nutshell and a shorthand way in which many have proclaimed the gospel, calling people to believe in Jesus. But I believe, unfortunately, one of the things that we do with this verse is we tend to make it about ourselves very quickly. Rather than what God is doing in Jesus Christ. We forget the one who is lifted up for our sake. We forget that it is the work of and love of Christ on the cross that has redeemed us. What we end up doing is turning belief and faith into a work and then quickly judge those who are on the outside. How quick we forget those words, "For God so loved the world." How easy we gloss over John 3:17. "Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." I've seen this floating around recently, and I get a chuckle out of it. It says, if God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, I doubt he sent you. And we can easily take the language here in John chapter 3 from our lesson, those words that binary language of light and darkness, the language of evil, and demonize anyone who's not us. Politically, we do it all the time, domestically and internationally. And that rhetoric can be used to dehumanize people to the point that we justify violent actions towards people who we have then said are evil. That's not the works that we hear in John chapter 3 that are brought into the light. Now, I'm not watering down or diminishing this salvation through Christ. In fact, I think we diminish it when we make it about us, when we turn faith into a decision, a choice, and a work. And then our proclamation is done in such a way where the good news is not good news, but it's a threat. It's a threat and a decision that one has to make. How quickly we forget, "For God so loved the world." Let's look at the scriptures from beginning to end. I'm not going to read them from beginning to end. I'm just going to give you an overview, right? From creation
to Judgment Day, we have a story of God's faithfulness and love for the whole world. God delivers the Israelites from slavery, and with their newfound freedom, God gives them the law, God's teaching, God's instruction, the promised land. God would then raise up prophets to speak a word of justice when there is injustice in the world, to remind God's people that God's desire for justice should be ours as well. That this justice that God wants is not just for insiders, but truly for all people, because God so loves the world. And that love sends Jesus to us to take on our flesh, to show us the way of the cross. And that's a love that brings all humanity together, because this is a kingdom for every person, every nation, for all people. It brings Jews and Gentiles, Jews and non-Jews together. It even brings heaven and earth together. And we are told by Jesus to love one another, to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us. And then Jesus also expands the concept of neighbor. He is the one that is lifted up. He is the one that takes on the cross for our sake, and not just our sake, for the sake of the world. See, our whole reality is changed in Christ. Our gospel lesson from John chapter 3 is it's part of a conversation that Jesus has with Nicodemus. And within that conversation, we hear those words, how one must be born again or born from above, depending on the translation. But again, far too often, we make it about us and not seeing faith as a gift and salvation as the work of God through Jesus Christ. I love that Luther's explanation of the third article, the Apostles' Creed. I believe that I cannot believe by my own understanding that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the gift of faith. It shows us Jesus, and it's Jesus that shows us the Father. Now, when we look at our second lesson from Ephesians, that very accurately tells us who we were and who we are. Verses 1 to 3 accurately describes how we were dead to sin, dead because of our sins, how we're captive to the ways of the world, language like the ruler, the power of the air, and the flesh. In Ephesians, this world, it's the present age, and that air that he talks about is the zone between heaven and earth. Our flesh is our human condition that wants to always focus inwardly, to be disobedient, to want to rebel from the way and love of God. This is the reality for people in our world today, and this was the reality for us as it's laid out in Ephesians. But God is rich in mercy. And to go back to John's language, for God so loved the world. Even though you were lost, even though you were good as dead, God has brought us home and given us new life. We have been made alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. I love how in that passage from Ephesians, it came up a couple times. By grace, you have been saved. Emphasizing that point home. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Saved by grace and not by works. Also, what's beautiful in this is that we are the handiwork of God. God is at work in each and every one of you. And with our new life in Christ, God gives us the power to spread goodness. Goodness. This should change how we proclaim the gospel. Not with just signs of John 3:16, but truly spreading goodness in the world. Goodness to loved ones, and to neighbors and strangers who we will meet on our way throughout our earthly pilgrimage. What I'm cautioning against is the temptation to take this gospel message in a nutshell and then make it about us and then put ourselves in the places of power and judgment where we have no place to be, that ends up harming and dehumanizing and judging other people. For in John's gospel, it also says in John chapter 3, verse 8, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Later on in John chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus says, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. We let God be God, and we respond to the grace that God has given to us, and we extend that to all people because we know that good news of God so loved the world. And we bear witness to that love in word and deed. For it is by the grace of God that each of us are made new. Beloved children of God, the gospel in a nutshell is not a decision to be made or a threat to be given. The gospel in a nutshell is that God so loved the world, and that includes you. The love poured out for us on the cross destroys any barriers to us and God and extends God's forgiveness and mercy to each and every one of us. Our witness is not one in which we walk around the world thinking we got it all right. In fact, our witness is knowing that we get it wrong many times, but it is Christ who makes us right with God. For God so loved the world, and by grace you have been saved. Beloved children of God, let us rejoice in this gift from God. And may our works extend God's grace and mercy to all people, so that all may be drawn to Christ, that the world may see God's handiwork in each and every one of you, so that they can come to see the beauty in the God who loves each and every one of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.